Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The rest of Exodus 12 speaks of the special relationship God's redeemed people now had, and how they should memorialize the Passover. In chapter 13, the Lord repeats the principle of the firstborn, verses 2 and 11 through 13. The firstborn of man and animal, saved from death through the blood of the Lamb, were his. The need for eating only, quote, unleavened bread, verses 3, 6, and 7, during this festival is again stressed. Redeemed people should be holy people. And three times over we hear the refrain, quote, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, verses 3 and 14 and 16. In verses 17 and 18, we discover that the Lord began with a detour. Quote, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Verse 17. How thoughtful! These people had been labor camp slaves. They were not yet ready for combat. Then verse 19 adds an interesting historical note. At the end of Genesis, Joseph said, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. Chapter 50 and verse 25. Now began this long funeral procession, a testimony to Joseph's certainty that God would deliver his people. In fact, Stephen informs us that all of Jacob's sons had their bodies returned to the promised land, Acts 7 verses 15 and 16. To remind them that they were not alone, quote, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Exodus 13, verse 21. Quote, he spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. Psalm 105, verse 39. Even a night light for his children. Every saint can join in saying, quote, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Micah chapter 7, verse 8.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.